Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel when they went out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote the starting points of their journeys by the commandment of Yahweh. These are their journeys according to their starting points. They traveled from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. While the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom Yahweh had struck among them, Yahweh also executed judgment on their gods. The children of Israel traveled from Ramses and encamped in Succoth. They traveled from Succoth and encamped in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. They traveled from Etham and turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, which is before Baal Zephon, and they encamped before Migdol. They traveled from before Hahiroth and crossed through the middle of the sea into the wilderness. They went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and encamped in Morah. They traveled from Morah and came to Elim. In Elim, there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. They traveled from Elim and encamped by the Red Sea. They traveled from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. They traveled from the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Daphka. They traveled from Daphka and encamped in Elush. They traveled from Elush and encamped in Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They traveled from Rephidim and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. They traveled from the wilderness of Sinai and encamped in Kibroth Hataphah. They traveled from Kibroth Hataphah and encamped in Hazeroth. They traveled from Hazeroth and encamped in Rithma. They traveled from Rithma and encamped in Ramon Perez. They traveled from Ramon Perez and encamped in Libna. They traveled from Libna and encamped in Rishah. They traveled from Rishah and encamped in Kehilatha. They traveled from Kehilatha and encamped in Mount Sepher. They traveled from Mount Sepher and encamped in Harada. They traveled from Harada and encamped in Makaloth. They traveled from Makaloth and encamped in Tahath. They traveled from Tahath and encamped in Tirah. They traveled from Tirah and encamped in Mithka. They traveled from Mithka and encamped in Hashmana. They traveled from Hashmana and encamped in Mazaroth. They traveled from Mazaroth and encamped in Beni Jakan. They traveled from Beni Jakan and encamped in Hor Haggadag. They traveled from Hor Haggadag and encamped in Jotbatha. They traveled from Jotbatha and encamped in Abrona. They traveled from Abrona and encamped in Ezion Geber. They traveled from Ezion Geber and encamped in Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. They traveled from Kadesh and encamped in Mount Hor in the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of Yahweh and died there. In the 14th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the first day of the month. Aaron was 120 years old when he died in Mount Hor. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. They traveled from Mount Hor and encamped in Zalmona. They traveled from Zalmona and encamped in Punan. They traveled from Punan and encamped in Oboth. They traveled from Oboth and encamped in Li-Abiram in the border of Moab. They traveled from Liam and encamped in Dibon Gad. They traveled from Dibon Gad and encamped in Almon Diplathium. They traveled from Almon Diplathium, and they camped in the mountains of Abirium before Nebo. They traveled from the mountains of Arium, and they camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth, even to Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their stone idols, destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. You shall take possession of the land and dwell therein, for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To the large groups you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them will be like pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will harass you in the land in which you dwell. It shall happen that as I thought to do to them, so I will do to you." Numbers chapter 34. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel, and tell them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you for inheritance, even the land of Canaan, according to its borders. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along by the side of Edom, and your south border shall be from the end of the Salt Sea eastward. Your border shall turn about southward of the ascent of Akrabim, and pass along to Zin. And it shall pass southward of Kadesh Barnea, and it shall go from there to Hazar Adar, and pass along Asmon. The border shall turn about from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall end at the sea. For the western border you shall have the great sea and its border. This shall be your west border. This shall be your north border. From the great sea you shall mark out for yourselves Mount Hor. Mount Hor you shall mark out the entrance of Hamath, and the border shall pass by Zedad. Then the border shall go to Zephron, and it shall end at Hazar Enan. This shall be the north border. You shall mark out your east border from Hazar Enan to Zephron. The border shall go down from Sepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain. The border shall go down and shall reach to the side of the sea Cinnereth eastward. The border shall go down to the Jordan and end at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its borders around it. Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, "This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which Yahweh has commanded to give to the nine tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to their fathers' houses, the tribe of the children of Gad, according to their father houses, and the half tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The two tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan at Jericho, eastward toward the sunrise." Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "These are the names of the men who shall divide the land to you for inheritance: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land for inheritance. These are the names of the men of the tribe of Judah: Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, of the tribe of the children of Simeon; Shemuel, the son of Amiud, and the tribe of Benjamin; Eladad, the son of Chislon, of the tribe of the children of Dan, a prince; Buki, the son of Jogli, of the children of Joseph; of the tribe of the children of Manasseh, a prince; Haniel, the son of Ephod, of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, a prince, Kemuel, the son of Shiftan, of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, a prince, Elizaphan, the son of Parnak, of the tribe of the children of Issachar, a prince, Baltiel, the son of Azan, of the tribe of the children of Asher, a prince, Ahud, the son of Shilomi, of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, a prince, Dahiel, the son of Amihud. These are they whom Yahweh commanded to divide the inheritance to the children of Israel in the land of Canaan.